We're going to continue on talking about the last event in the prophetic calendar, which is what we call rapture. Now, what do you understand by the word rapture? When we say rapture, what is it? What is rapture? Barry? Caught up. Yes, catching away. Catching away, that's what rapture means, all right? So when we say it's the rapture, it's the catching away of believers, both the dead in Christ and those that are saved and alive, all right? So let's dive right into it. By the way, there are three views of the rapture, okay? So we said that there's three beliefs. One is the pre-tribulational rapture, which is the church age saints, okay? Not necessarily church members. I say church age saints will be raptured before the tribulation. Before the seven-year tribulation, where those that are saved and alive are raptured, okay? Mid-tribulational, that's the second school that believes in the rapture, but this is what we call mid-tribulational. It is also called the pre-wrath rapture. Church age saints will go through the first half of the tribulation. Okay, so we know that the tribulation period is in 7 years, right? 7 years, there's 3.5 and 3.5. That's divided into two. Now, the mid-tribulation is right after the 3.5 years, then the rapture occurs, all right? And then the last view is the post-tribulational rapture, which means that the church-age saints will go through the entire seven-year period of tribulation, all right? So those are the three views of the rapture. But what do we believe as fundamental Baptist Christians, independent? What do we believe? We believe we're not going to talk about the mid-tribulational and post-tribulational. Because as we talk about the pre-tribulational, we don't necessarily have to talk about the other two, right? So let's talk about the pre-tribulational rapture. Now, we are convinced that the Bible teaches a pre-tribulational rapture. In this study, though, we are using the term church in general. Like I said, when I say church age, it's actually those that are in the church age, those that are saved. Okay, not necessarily members of a church. You can attend a church or not, but as long as you know you're saved, guess what? You're part of the rapture. Okay, so why do we believe in the pre-tribulational rapture? By the way, let's take a look at some of the lessons first. Okay, the rapture is an event. And there are three truths in the rapture. Number one is that the dead in Christ will be raised. 1 Thessalonians. Let's go there, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, and we'll read verses 14 and 16, 14 to 17. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. See, the rapture is three truths, like I said. First is the dead in Christ will rise first, right? It says there, end of verse 16, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The second truth is that the new living, the New Testament saints will be changed and glorified. In verse 17, it says there, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. That's what the word rapture means, caught up. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. And thirdly, that we, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. To what? Why is that? To meet the Lord in the air. That's the third truth. Okay, so first is the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then secondly, then we which are alive, if you're saved, you're part of that, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds and to meet the Lord in the air. So the rapture is the believer's hope and comfort. In verse 13 to 18, verse 13 says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. In verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So this is what we are waiting for. It's the rapture of the believers. That's our hope and comfort. That we are looking for Christ and not the Antichrist. Okay? We are looking for Christ and not the Antichrist. This waiting is the believer's hope. It is the hope of the believer in Titus 2:13. What is that blessed hope? The glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? And so, number four, we know that the rapture occurs before the day of the Lord's wrath. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, that's a lengthy list of verses, but we'll go to verse 9. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. What is this, the Lord's wrath that it's talking about? Now, first off, the day of the Lord is the time of tribulation. It's the time of tribulation. That's what we call the day of the Lord. When God will judge the world for its sin and idolatry in that day. You see, God will be exalted and rebellious men will be humbled. In verse 3, it says there in chapter number 5, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. In verse 4, but ye brethren are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Now, notice the change of pronouns. In verse 3, it says there, they shall say. And then in verse 4, it says there, but ye brethren. What is he talking about here? There's two groups of people, right? There's two groups of people. And they say, the word they... Now, the word they is used to mean what? Those that are not saved. Those that are not in Christ. And in verse 4, it says there, but ye brethren, he's talking about those that are saved. And he calls them, and Paul calls them brethren, right? So, in verses 4 and 5, the pronoun ye is used referring to believers, that they will not overtake us. So the believer is to be watching for the Lord's return at all times, right? At all times, because he could come at any time. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 6, it says there, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us what? Watch and be sober, right? Let us watch and be sober. We do not know when it will happen, when the Lord will come to catch, to get his saints, his people, right? So it's what we call imminent. Imminent. In verse 2, it says, therefore yourselves know perfectly that the Lord, the day of the Lord so cometh as a what? Thief in the night. If a thief comes, he doesn't announce his coming. He could come at any time, right? And so is the Lord. When he comes, he can come at any time. And so we have to be ready. We as believers need to be ready. And at the same time, those that are not in Christ, those that are not saved, we have to get them ready. Because when he comes and they're not saved, guess what? They're not going to be part of the rapture. They're not going to be part of the rapture. Church-age believers are not appointed to go through the time of God's wrath. In verse 9, it says, therefore, God hath not appointed us to wrath. He has not appointed us to wrath, right? So compare 1 Thessalonians, in 1 Thessalonians 1:10, it says there, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. So he has delivered us. So we're not going to go through the time of wrath, the day of wrath that it's called, right? And so that's why we believe that as soon as the Antichrist is introduced, the church age saints, believers, will no longer be around. That's why we believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. The place of spiritual protection during the days of apostasy before the rapture is the New Testament church. See that? Chapter 5, verses 12 to 14, it says there, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. It's talking about the church and the leaders of the church who look after our spiritual welfare, right? So each believer needs to be a faithful member of a church that is led by godly men who are sound in the New Testament faith. Now, the leaders and the church members, we work together to accomplish God's will on earth in the preaching of the gospel to every creature. That's what we call the Great Commission, isn't it? The Great Commission. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Let's read verses 51 to 58, please. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. By the way, I told you this, right? This is the theme of our nursery, right? The babies say, we will not all sleep, but we will all be changed, right? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and the mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Okay, so the rapture is a mystery that was revealed, that was not revealed in the Old Testament. So the prophets, they knew that it, and they prophesied about the resurrection. They prophesied about the resurrection, but they didn't see the church age. That's why there is a gap in the 70 weeks prophecy of Daniel. There is a gap there, which is what we call the church age. And the Old Testament prophets didn't foresee this. It was a mystery to them. That's why we're still in the church age. So now my question is, has the 70th week, okay, the 69 weeks have already passed. Now, the 70th week, has that already started? Yes or no? Or not sure? Okay, it hasn't started yet. It hasn't started yet. You know why? We're still here. The rapture hasn't happened yet. But once after the rapture, immediately after that, starts the tribulation period, which is the 7 years. Okay? That's why we don't believe in the mid-tribulation or post-tribulation rapture, because if those two, you can actually calculate up to the last day of when the Lord is going to come. But the Bible speaks about the imminency of Christ's return. That's why we don't believe in this two. We believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. Are you convinced? All right? So we're going to talk about more if you're not convinced, okay? But like I say, who wants to go through tribulation? If you want to go through tribulation, guess what? Believe in the post-tribulation period of rapture. Well, that's persecution is different. The persecution in the tribulation period is different from other persecution that the Christian has already suffered. Okay, well, the thing is that the Holy Spirit is not going to be there. We'll talk about this as well, because he's already taken up. The Holy Spirit is not going to be there as a restrainer. So there's no restraints, right? And so the persecution, that's why those that are in the tribulation period would pray that the days will be shortened, right? And the days will be shortened according to God, because for the sake of the elect, okay, those that are saints, it will be shortened, okay? So, I smell something being burned. Now, the Old Testament prophets taught about the bodily resurrection in Daniel chapter number 2. Let's go there, please. Daniel chapter number 12. Daniel chapter number 12, we'll read verses 1 and 2. And at that time shall Michael stand up, and the great prince which standeth for the children of the people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was, since there was a nation even to the same time, and at the time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Now, this is one of the prophecies about the rapture in the Old Testament. And in verse 2, and many of them shall sleep, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. This is just like reading it in the New Testament, right? It's talking about the resurrection here. The dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame. right? It's talking about the resurrection. So the prophet Daniel actually saw the resurrection at that time, but he didn't see the church. Okay, he didn't see that. That's why it's a mystery for them. Daniel 12, 1 and 2. They did not see the rapture of the New Testament believers before the tribulation. So the dead in Christ shall be raised in corruption, and the believers who are living at that time will be instantly changed to mortal, from mortal to immortal, from corruptible to incorruptible, as we've read in 1 Corinthians 15, right? So that means incorruptible means that the resurrection body will be incapable of such things as pain and sickness. Immortal means incapable of dying. That's why when we're raptured, we're going to change our bodies. We're going to put on incorruption. We're going to put on immortality. Incorruption is like it says, it's the incapable of such things as pain and sickness. We're now no longer going to experience pain. We're no longer going to experience sickness because of our incorruptible bodies. But for our mortal bodies, that means we're no longer going to die. Okay? So the rapture of church-age believer is to be a source of great encouragement and motivation to godly Christian service. In 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The imminent rapture is a very important doctrine. It is a fundamental doctrine, by the way. And don't listen to anybody that says, no, it's not imminent, because guess what? The tribulation is all about the church, not the Israel. That's what they say. But it's the other way around. Because from Revelation chapter number 4 to chapter number 18, you won't find the church there. It's always talking about Israel. Okay? And so the replacement theology that we've looked at, that some believe, okay, is not necessarily true. And some even deny the Holocaust. Right? Now, what about the last trump? In 1 Corinthians, right? The last trump. What about that? The trumpet that will sound at the rapture of the church age, saints, has nothing to do with the trumpets that will sound in the Revelation, in the book of Revelation, the judgments on this world, or the trumpet that sound in reference to Israel. You see, the church is not part of these other programs. Okay, the trump is a different one. The church's last trump is when she shall finally be congregated together to the Lord. And it probably would be a distinct trump. Okay, it's not the same as other trumps in Revelations. But when we hear that, guess what? Now we're going to be caught up. The timing of the rapture is not found in these passages, by the way. To understand the timing of the rapture, we have to compare Scripture with Scripture and draw conclusions from Scripture. Okay? Any interpretation of prophecy that becomes convoluted and difficult to understand, that doesn't have a basic simplicity to it, right? Such as what others believe in. So if they do that, it is not the truth. Okay? So here are some reasons why we believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, okay? The Bible says that in 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2, let's go there, please. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. And verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And verse 8, that's very clear. Okay? This Holy Spirit will be taken out of the way, right? There's no more restrainer. And in verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. You see that? The Christians, the church age saints, will not be there during tribulation, because we will all be taken out. And so is the Holy Spirit. Where does the Holy Spirit reside right now? In us. So when we are taken out, do we leave the Holy Spirit? It's there still. But don't think that the Holy Spirit is totally out of this world during tribulation. He's still God, right? The Holy Spirit is God. So he's omnipresent. He's omnipresent. He could be anywhere. Okay? Because he possesses the attributes of God, because he is God. Right? So, the rapture of the church age saints is said to be imminent. Now, imminent is sure to happen. It's going to happen. But the only thing that's not sure is the time when this will happen. All right? So the rapture of the church age saints is imminent. The imminence of the rapture means that it can happen any time, whereas the second coming is said to be preceded by specific signs. Okay? Now, what is the difference between the rapture and the second coming? The rapture is for the Lord taking his saints with him. Okay? And then the second coming, the second phase of his second coming is he's going to come with his saints. With his saints. Okay? And so he's going to come with his saints. That's exactly the revelation. Forgot what I was going to say. It could happen at any time, and the second coming is said to be preceded by specific signs. So the rapture is imminent, but the second coming is, guess what? It is preceded by specific signs. So when we see the signs in Matthew 24, guess what? We know that the Lord is coming. That's the second coming. That's the second coming. Okay, he's with him, and so we're now in heaven with him, right? So he's going to come for the second time, number one, to defeat Satan and put him in the bottomless pit, okay? Christians then will be in the verge of collapse. And that's why Jesus Christ is coming with his saints to fight and to finally put Satan into that bottomless pit. And then he would have the blessings of Satan, and they're gonna go to war in the battle of Armageddon, right? And so that's when Jesus Christ is gonna come with his saints, with us now, okay? And guess what? We're not gonna go back to heaven, because Jesus Christ will establish his reign in his millennial kingdom on earth. And then right after the millennial kingdom, Satan will be raised. It's not part of our study, but what we're studying is just the rapture, but those are the sequences of events, okay? And so when we When Satan is defeated, he's bound into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And Jesus Christ will reign as our king, right? Not in heaven, here. Okay, because Jesus Christ is coming down, okay, with us, with his saints. Okay, so are you still confused there? Okay, thank you. So, now, where was I? Right. Okay. So, Paul taught the rapture is imminent. In Philippians 4:5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. He didn't say exactly when. It's at hand. He might be coming morning, noon, or night, right? Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ in Titus 2:13. That's according to Paul. James also taught that the rapture is imminent. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door, in James chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Okay? And also, Peter taught that the rapture is imminent. Okay? In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, it says there, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. So, the imminency of Christ's return was actually preached on by Peter, Paul, the great man in the Bible, right? The great man in the Bible. The church age believers also are promised mansions in heaven. What does this have to do with the rapture? In John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. If I go to I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, what did he say? I will come again and what? Receive you unto myself, right? I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Okay? You see, when the Lord Jesus returns to earth at the end of the tribulation, he sets up his messianic kingdom. Now, if the rapture occurred at the end of tribulation, the promise of church-aged believers pertaining to heaven would not be fulfilled. You know why? Because as soon as we're down here, okay, when we're ruptured, we're going to Christ with Christ to heaven, right? And so when he comes the second time with his saints, with all his saints, right? And so we're not going back to heaven. So this promise here is for the pre-tribulation period rapture. Okay? Did you understand that? This promise that he was going to prepare a place for us, right? And if you're not, by the way, when a person dies, when a saved person dies, where does he go? Sorry? Okay. When a saved person dies, he goes with the... Where? Where is he? To paradise? To heaven? Okay. That's exactly... where is that? Where it says... I think that's in... When he says... to be absent from the body is to what? To be present with the Lord. We know that the body is going to the grave, right? The body is going to the grave, but where is the spirit going? To the Lord. And that's why those when the dead in Christ shall rise first, it's actually they're already with the Lord in heaven. It's just that they will join with their bodies. Okay, and that those bodies would be changed incorruptible now and immortal. All right, and so That's the promise of God. Okay, we're going to spend our time with Jesus. Raptured or die. Right? If you die with Christ, you're going to spend time with Jesus in heaven. If you die, if you're still alive in Christ, you will still spend time with God in heaven. That's after the rapture. Right? But after the 7 years tribulation, that's after the rapture, there's a period of 7 years in between, and then Jesus Christ will come during the revelation, okay, with his saints. That's exactly where we're going down, and we're not going back. We're going to spend time with Jesus Christ and establish the new heaven and new earth, right? Which is the new Jerusalem, it's called. Okay? So if we study this, the end times, it's really very interesting. It's very interesting. The more you're going to feel like, you know what? I need to serve God because he could come in at any time. Right? It should be a challenge to us Christians to really serve God the best we can.